Welcome to Crossfire. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by two Giants legends, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks and Super Bowl champion Sean O'Hara. Guys, let's just get right to it. The first point that I've got for you guys is, you know, the fortunes of this Giants team rest on what? Carl, you're saying the defense.
Well, they spent the fortune, so the fortunes do rest on the guys that finished last in the league, and they do have to get a lot better in a lot of areas.
Well, I like where Carl's going with that, and they've got to get after the quarterback. Last year, they couldn't do that. But when I look at this offense, when I look at the scoring offense, they had the lead last year. They lost five games within the last 2 minutes. I put a lot of that on the offense because they couldn't close the game out. The four-minute offense is something that we took a lot of pride in back when I played, and it meant that we weren't going to put Carl and his defense back out on the field, not because we didn't trust him, but because we wanted to close the game out.
If you score enough points, you should win.
All on the O-line.
If you score enough points, you should win.
Yeah,
they always had to make up for something that the defense couldn't stop. And the defense, the offense leaves the field with a lead, and the defense goes out and gives it up. So I'm telling you, if your offense does its job, which in oftentimes it did, and the defense takes the field and gives up a lead, it's nothing you should concern yourself with. I think it's a defensive issue.
All right, so they, you know, the offense puts up the points. They say defense wins championships. We'll see when this season starts which direction is the strongest point. But let's get to the next point. Which player on this team has the most to prove this season? Sean, we'll start with you on this one.
Well, I'm going to stick with the offensive line aspect, and I think Ereck Flowers has a lot to prove. Last year, he was a rookie. Everybody said, well, you know what, he's going to have a learning curve, and then he played hurt. He hurt his ankle, and I think he has a tremendous upside. He's got a lot of talent, but now he's got a new offensive line coach. He's coming in now, and I think that he plays the hardest position on the entire O-line. It's your job to protect the quarterback, and you are going against the best rusher every single week. There is no time for mistakes in your technique. You can't have a mental error assignment. He's got a tall task, and he plays in an offense that likes to throw the football. So he's going to wear that hard hat week in and week out.
As much as I'd like to agree with you on that, he will get better, but the most to prove. Think about this. You had number 80 who salsaed his way onto the roster to like prominence at the top of the mountain. Then he comes all the way back down. I'm talking Victor Cruz for you, those of you who don't know. He's all the way back down now. He's been out of football for 2 years, and he hadn't gotten on the practice field a lot so far. But I think a guy like him would have more to prove than a guy who, by all accounts, everybody's going to be a little more patient with. But, you know, Victor Cruz, he's been everything. He's been a movie star. He's been a fashion model. He's been a top receiver, a Pro Bowler. And now he's looking at trying to get back in the league or get back on the team.
Yeah, I appreciate your point with that. The only reason that I'll disagree is because Victor Cruz has been there. He's won a Super Bowl ring. He's been to the Pro Bowl. He's been the best player in the NFL. He's done everything except grace the cover of Madden.
But he
retire right now, he would go into Paris and he would have his own clothing line. He's got a lot of things ahead of him.
He's a football player first.
He's got a lot to prove.
And you know what?
But Ereck Flowers hasn't done anything yet. So he's got to prove that he can make it in the league.
There are very few guys that will look you in the eye and say, you know what? If I lost it all today and I couldn't play anymore, I'd be okay. Because it wasn't. And we never finish on our own terms. But this guy needs to get back on the field because everybody either loves him or hates him. But most people want to see. And I think for him, mostly he wants to see that, hey, I'm back. And he's still a young man.
All right. And we will all see as the season starts September 11th. That's coming up. Carl Banks, Sean O'Hara, and Madeline Burke. And it's been Crossfire.